We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Congratulations, Robert Lewis. He even gave me a little, hey, you're the winner. And he goes, woo! Robert has tickets to see Train and the Goo Goo Dolls Saturday night at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. And Tim's recommendation of...
Pardon me?
Who's opening for them?
Oh, Alan Stone.
Alan Stone.
So sorry, I was prepping for this next segment. It's going to be smoking hot.
It's a threefer. Jill has two more chances for you to win. Paul has two more chances for you to win. And then that's it. Tomorrow, we draw the grand prize winner. Meet and greet with Train and a little wine tasting of Pat Monahan's private label wine, Drops of Jupiter.
It's time for Courtney and Company's favorite game that we are currently doing at this time. It's Bonafide or Bogus.
It's Bonafide or Bogus, and like I said, it's a smoking hot edition. I am your host, Tim Convey. Here is the deal. Here's how we play Bonafide or Bogus. I make a statement, and you guys say whether you think it is bonafide, true, or bogus, false. Your topic today, they're red hot. They're playing today at 2 o'clock. It is the women's U.S. soccer team.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to make some statements about them. You guys are going to tell me what you think. Sound
okay.
Good?
Yes, I'm excited.
Yeah. Here we go. Bonafide or bogus. To avoid any distractions, the whole team didn't bring their significant others to the 2015 World Cup.
That sounds true.
Yeah.
That sounds bonafide.
It's bogus because Abby Wambach kissed her then wife.
It is, in fact, bogus. But Carly Lloyd didn't let her husband come to the 2015 World Cup. The rest of the team, they did whatever. Carly, however, has softened her stance a bit, and she is telling her husband that if he wants to fly over, there might be some tickets under his name. up next, Bonafide or Bogus, the 8th Women's World Cup in 2015 remains the most watched televised soccer game in U.S. history.
Bonafide.
I'm going to say bogus.
Bonafide.
It is bonafide.
I'm going to go with Jen because she saw all
bonafide.
Of these.
Bonafide? And by saw, you mean wrote?
Yes.
No.
And so she still can't lie about getting them.
I didn't know the first one. Uh-huh. He came up with that on his own, but I did write all of these and
go
give
ahead,
them
Tim.
To Tim.
Go ahead, Tim. Go
and
ahead,
it cost
Tim.
Me 38 cents to Tim's dollar that he gets paid.
Tim,
okay, go ahead.
Oh, 25.4 million viewers to that one. Okay. Up next, bonafide or bogus. 31 years ago, the women's team wore hand-me-down uniforms from the men's team.
Oh, that would be sad.
That sounds bona fide.
Don't you think?
Yep.
Yes, I'm going to say bona fide. Go ahead.
Of
what's the answer?
Of course it's bona fide. Jen wrote these.
Bona fide?
But not all of them. Bona fide or bogus. Forward Alex Morgan is the only member of the team who also played for the U.S. team in 1999.
No.
Bonafide.
A junior.
I'm going bonafide.
Which one is Alex? Alex.
I'm going to say bonafide.
I know the answer to this one, I think.
What do you think it is?
I think she was 10 in 1999.
That is correct. It is bogus. She was 10.
Didn't stop you on the first day. I don't know why you're stopping.
I told you. He.
Because I bluffed because I called you out.
Hey, man, look at Rob Thomas, man. What's he, like 7 on the Blues? He's 19, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, she could have been really young.
What are you talking about?
Bonafide or bogus, finally. If they won the tournament in 1991, they would have had to divide $50,000 in prize money between 18 players plus the coaches and staff.
For sure.
Bonafide.
Yeah.
It is bona fide.
Bona fide.
And keep in mind, at the time, the men would win $250,000
for each player.
Oh my gosh, it is disgusting.
It's the first year the thing existed. They created something that didn't even exist. Yeah, why would they make as much as the guys team that's been around
They're not going to make as much, but that's 50 grand to split between the team.
I agree, it's not a lot of money.
Wearing their the men's hand-me-down uniforms. They're still getting paid 38 cents for every dollar the guys, the U.S. men's team makes, and they didn't even qualify.
Well, we're talking more about the winning.
I know. Good
sure.
job. Good job, Jen.
Qualified or bogus.
Y98 is brought to you by Schnuck.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.